With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. A day after the U.S. Department of Education gave 8 of California's largest school districts a waiver from provisions of the No Child Left Behind Act, Fresno Unified Superintendent Michael Hansen praised the decision, saying it will improve accountability and student performance. Hansen told Valley Public Radio that the new approach will replace No Child Left Behind's emphasis on standardized testing as the main measure of school performance with a new formula. It will combine academic testing with data on graduation rates, student behavior, and feedback from parents.
Bringing all of that data together to give us a composite number that we think much more thoroughly and holistically reflects what actually is going on, not just in classrooms, but on that entire campus.
Hansen also says the waiver will allow the district to better track and get credit for progress made by students in demographic groups that previously weren't counted under the law. The new agreement drops the threshold to officially categorize an ethnic group from 100 students at a school to just 20.
Those students did not show up, regardless of how they performed, and by definition then staff, because they weren't held to it, would not necessarily take time and energy to try to figure out what they would be doing next. That was more than ironic when we were living under something called No Child Left Behind, when we were in fact leaving thousands of kids behind.
Hansen says he's already talked to the Fresno Teachers Association about how teacher evaluations might be tied to student achievement under the new framework.
It's not going to be dramatically different, but I do think taxpayers, parents, and everyone else have a reasonable expectation that if students go into a classroom, that after the course of a year, there should be some growth by virtue of being in a classroom for a year, and that's fair game to be able to talk about.
Earlier in the day, the California Teachers Association called the waiver divisive and counterproductive. This is Valley Public Radio News.